Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Hang on one sec. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Jen.
My computer jumped at the last minute, so my cursor left you.
Oh, no.
So our assignment, what's that?
Abandonment.
Yeah, exactly. Our assignment from yesterday was do your daily practice. Today, have a focus on kindness, all the kindness you receive and all the kindness you offer. So let's unmute our first caller. First caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, good morning, Jen. Hi, Sherry. It's Todd calling.
Hello, Todd.
Hello.
What are you saying?
It's been a fascinating month for play, and interestingly enough, it's shown up as volunteerism and service.
Can you say more about that?
Yeah. Well, I'm involved with some local community groups, and we had a big event last weekend, but early in the month, a couple committee heads had to bow out, and I was asked to step up and take care of a big area that involved a lot of people, maybe 50 or 60 folks, and coordinate and organize. And life just kept inviting me to participate, and I saw it as play. And I used that structure of the year-long retreat to go against that knee-jerk reaction of, I don't want to, I don't feel like it, I don't have time, no, which is kind of the default response, usually when I'm asked to volunteer
and
or be of service.
And
not terribly playful. So it's been a really fun month. I've been engaged a lot with a lot of different folks and a lot of different committees and a lot of different meetings, and I just got this opportunity all month to see that. And it was really, really fun because I didn't listen to that incessant, I don't want to, I don't feel like it.
Yeah. And that's kind of the key, isn't it? I mean, you could have been doing anything. And if you weren't listening to the incessant, I don't want to, I don't feel like it, it would have been fun.
Yeah. It was fun, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the good part to realize about it, right? So it's not
yeah.
like we have to do anything or anything is dependent upon what we're doing or,
right.
You know, it's how we're being
yes.
and how we want to be when we're not engaged in that,
yeah.
I don't want to, I don't feel like it with ego
yeah.
is happy.
Yeah. yeah. And what I really was noticing throughout the month, because some of the days were very long, especially during the event. It was a five-day event, and it started about 6 in the morning and went to about 8 at night, and I was engaged the whole time with a few breaks here and there. And the energy levels were just amazing because I had this boundless energy, which normally I don't have when I'm amongst a lot of folks. I get really drained really quickly. And the opposite effect happened this time with just saying yes. Just I'm getting asked constantly. I look at the other folks as life, and they're just asking me to do things, and I just go, yes, yes, yes. And there was just the energy levels were really high when traditionally they've been the opposite. And I was really fascinated by that.
Mm-hmm. And I suspect you could see the same process.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm with a lot of people and my karmic orientation is I get drained when I'm around people,
yeah.
and I'm going to be in that conversation, and guess what? I'm going to be drained around people. But if yeah. I'm not doing that,
right.
then and simply present,
uh-huh.
then in presence there is boundless energy.
Oh.
And the more we focus on that, which saying yes is a big part of, the
mm-hmm.
more we focus on that, the more we have.
So yeah.
It's the thing I love best about, well, it's one of the, 100 things I like best about practice, is that it's not something that we need to believe
right.
and hope is true.
Yeah.
It's scientific. You do it and you have the experience and
yeah.
you prove it to yourself. Right?
Yeah.
And since the process, it tends to be the same for us in countless content, then it doesn't take us very long once we catch on and find the willingness to get past the I don't want to, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't take us all that long to see how it all works.
Yeah.
Takes the mystery right out of it.
Yeah, yeah, it takes the mystery right out of it. And when you're saying it's scientific and we prove to ourselves, it's also so practical because
yes.
engagement and participating in life is what the being does. And when we resist that, or I often have, you know, gone with conditions, no, I don't want to, I don't feel like it, then it's like I'm against life, and then I have all the life energy sucked out of me. So, you know, the process is, you know, like you said, it you prove to ourselves over and over again that, oh, saying yes is the path to take, because the no always takes me to the same dead end, you know?
Yes. Yes, because no is giving the attention to ego.
Right.
Right? Only ego says no.
That's right.
Yes is turning attention to presence.
Yeah.
So one has the energy and the other steals the energy.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really, you know, once we get past the of trying to let conditioned mind figure this out, it's very simple and really straightforward. So
yeah.
I said recently, and probably say constantly, if we're not happy to be here, mm-hmm. we're identified with ego.
Yeah.
What could be simpler than that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just, it can't be any simpler than that.
Right.
There's no, now, then we go to conditioned mind with, well, but what's going on, and
uh-huh.
I don't understand, and maybe this. Maybe that, but the point is, if I'm not happy to be here,
yeah.
I am identified with ego. Okay, yeah. now the next step is, then how do I get here?
Yeah.
How do I get here? And we know exactly how to do that.
Right.
I turn my attention to here.
Uh-huh.
That's how I get here.
Exactly. And I love the nagging. I love it. I continue to do it because I need the encouragement is, a huge foundation and corner piece of that whole training our ability to direct the attention is recording and listening, in my experience.
Yeah.
It is so fundamental because even when I feel like I just put my earbuds in and I throw recordings on, I go, okay, there we are. Ooh, whew, I've righted the ship. Because I felt conditioning kind of getting a little bit of a grip on me and I'm like, okay, I see it. I'm gonna turn my attention.
Here.
Yeah, I got to get back here. And how do I do that? Recording and listening.
Yep.
It's true.
All right. Well, thank you.
It's been
you,
a very fun round. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, all of Sangha. Go happy.
And go happy.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Todd. Sherry, there were so many helpful things in that conversation, and one of them that stood out was the way you phrased when you were talking about, you know, the energy's drain. The belief is that the energy's drain when I'm around people. And you said, and if I'm not doing that, then the energy isn't drained. And it was just so helpful to have it phrased in that way that that's actually something we have to do that. We have to do the process of being drained around people.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. We have to give attention to that story. We have to feed ego by giving attention to that story. Yeah, it's definitely a doing. And when we stop doing that, where are we? Here. which is why the onslaught is an onslaught. Is think about this. What about this? Well, what about this? Well, what does that mean? Well, what are you going to do about that? Well, what if that happens? Well,
completely. And it's why I think this set of assignments in the Behavior Change Week, you know, each day we're choosing one of the portals that's back here, kindness. Generosity,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of those things that lead us back to out of that, the invitation out of that conversation. So it's very
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I realized, too, as we were going through this, we're getting down to the wire on play, aren't we?
We really are. Yeah.
Gosh, I wonder what's going to happen to us next.
I know. I don't know if other people experience this, but for me, it's a restraint and religious observance to keep my attention on this theme and not wonder what the next one is. Get excited about what might be ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see who we've got here. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Joni.
Hello, Joni.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Well, I am seeing that this is the first time in a while that I have put myself into the queue. But I have been listening, and the assignment today was, you know, what are we grateful for? And it's interesting because the ego says it's been a really rough year, which is really funny because I want you to know, Sherry, that in the last retreat, and I'm looking forward to the one in September a great deal, those retreats are amazing for me, as are these shows. I mean, this process is, I don't know what I would do without Sangha at this point.
Me too, Joni. I'm right there with you. Yeah. I don't want to think about it. Yeah.
I know. It's an attachment. It's a lifeline, but boy, it's, you know, it's such a nourishing one.
If we're going to be attached to something, being attached to practice and Sangha seems like a pretty good direction to go as we work on all those other attachments.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what this year has allowed me to look a lot at both attachment and loss. My father died after a long, very debilitating set of circumstances in June. And it was a very hard situation for me. And it still has continued to be a hard situation. I mean, I grieved when I lost my mom and, you know, and my sister and stuff, but for some reason, this one is just digging up a lot of stuff. And so there's been times, you know, when I barely have my toe in the room, so to speak, you know, and what I wanted to say that I thought was helpful was at the last retreat, and I won't say what the exercise was that you did, of course, but one of the things that really hit me was the image of the lion became very close to me. And I didn't understand at the time. And, you know, it's funny how sometimes what we need shows up just in time. And for this year, it's taken a lot of courage. You know, I'm really experiencing courage. And I loved the previous caller as I was listening because there's a lot of things where I've said, I don't want to. No, I'm not doing this. I don't want to. And, but, you know, I mean, it's like he said, keep nagging us. You know, you just keep nagging us, you know, because learning to say yes, you know, and try not to figure it out, you know, all the time, like really stepping out and letting myself have to be a lot of times just in a place of bewilderment and just bafflement, you know,
if we bring it back to the subject of this month, when ego is baffled, we can learn to enjoy that. Because ego's bafflement happens because we're no longer engaged with it. We're actually in life. So that's when I say confusion happens when we look to conditioned mind for clarity. That's the same process. When we are caught in conditioned mind, there's a feeling that we know what's going on. Even if we know we don't know, the knowing we don't know feels like knowing.
Yeah.
But when we step into the present, ego is just completely bamboozled because it has nothing. So we can actually learn to enjoy that process. I one of my favorite experiences in the world is to trip and catch myself. Right? Because there's just, for anybody who hasn't done it in a while, it's a really good time. Because there's just such a moment of no, obviously no control. and then all of the resources of life coming together in the moment. There is nothing. Ego is not doing anything. It has abandoned ship completely, right? And there's just present moment response to what is. And it's delightful. And that's an example of what life is like for us when we are experiencing it directly rather than indirectly through ego's interpretation.
It's very interesting what you're saying here. This is so this is just so perfect for me to hear. It's just so perfect. You'll be happy to know that I've been in a state of embracing bafflement and being baffled for quite a while now. Yes, and it's hilarious because when you say, you know, realizing that what you know, that you begin to see what you don't know, right? That you begin to know what you don't know. Oh, wow. I've come to see that. I tell myself that. It's like, oh, my God.
Excited,
you know?
And curious about it. Yeah. All right. Well, you're fun, but I have to let you go so that we can find out what everybody else is up to, too.
No problem. So thank you so much. Thank you. Keep nagging us.
Good to hear your voice, Joni. Okay, I'll do it.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Joni. And you're right, Sherry, we do have a lot of other folks who want to be part of the conversation.
I know. So. You know why? You know why?
Why?
Because
you made your Fervorino?
Because people are good. Because people are good.
Yeah.
And they respond well to nagging. And
yes.
As was just pointed out, right? So I made the point that we had fallen a little off of cue practice, and people hopped on in a really delightful way. So.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. I could say a lot about it, but they put themselves in the queue, so the decent thing would be to call them.
Yeah, just talk with them, yes. Thanks, Jen.
All right. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Risa in Holland.
Well, hello, Risa.
Hey.
What are you seeing clear over there on the other side of the world as you're getting – are you getting ready for your – afternoon tea, or I guess that's not a Netherlands thing, but
like
we're
dinner.
Finishing up your day, right?
Yeah, it's 6:18 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm having a really interesting workshop right now because I have fallen behind in the assignments for like the first time in all of my years of second year of the year-long retreat. I have like some... now become bamboozled around like describing what the subpersonalities are saying, but I continue to record and listen about play every day trying to just keep going and address that question and then catch up with the assignment.
Well, and Risa, does it feel like you're kind of gaining insight about that even though you're not turning directly to it and answering the question specifically? Are you getting a sense of who the players are?
It strikes me that I'm getting to witness a play of those players around the resistance to the question.
Oh, so you're seeing the actors more in the resistance than in the whatever the opposite of resistance is. So rather than seeing it directly through play, you're seeing it in the resistance to the questions about play.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like there is resistance to the questions about play. Like there's many subpersonalities speaking, and so like I'm getting to witness all of that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Like,
so you're getting their language and their attitude, their worldview, all of that, even though they think or they would like to use this as a method of staying hidden.
Yeah. In fact, they're like revealing themselves so clearly.
Yeah. It's kind of like little kids, you know, except not nice little kids, but little kids who are trying to do something sneaky. They're just so obvious in their sneakiness. Yeah.
Like, basically, there's in presence, right? There's nothing there. There's nothing happening. And then all these voices chirp up, oh, this is such a big assignment, and you're too busy. You just have all this really important stuff to do, and as soon as you have a second, you can get back to it. But for now, you've just got to stay the course. You know, like, there's nothing like having that conversation with that voice. It's just a voice, like, revealing itself.
Yes, yes, because you're paying attention. It has been able to get away with that. You know, they're not smart. Ego is not smart. It looks clever because it's a program that we have not been attending to, but it's actually not. And so the way it's worked is you weren't paying attention. Now you are. So it's being revealed. Yeah. So that's good. So you're not behind at all, is what we have concluded, I believe. Possibly even ahead of the game. Don't you think?
Yeah. I'm just playing. I'm finding that a very playful and delighting change of perspective.
Yes, because, Rita, one of the things that happens to us in practice, see if you agree with me on this one, is that we are increasingly having a sense of who we truly are. That we can feel the intelligence that animates, the clarity of presence. That's increasingly a real experience for us. And as we move into that perspective, we're no longer fearful of what imaginary voices in the head want to do to us.
Yeah,
they have no power. They're just imaginary voices. And so as we become more grounded in presence, then they just become what they are, which is kind of silly. And the only way they're not that way is when people take them seriously and believe what they say, because they do say harmful, dangerous, often disastrous things. And if a person goes along with it, it doesn't go well. But if we realize what they are, we just say, uh-huh, whatever. Get on with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's fun to think of you there.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this note before I let you go, because this is one of my big obsessions. How's the weather? Is it hot where you are?
So all summer it's been like 60 degrees and raining. Like, we just haven't had a summer at all weather-wise, in as you'd traditionally think of it. But then now today it's 90 degrees and sunny for, like, just kind of out of the blue. I was wearing a winter coat like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Okay. I'm following the weather around the world currently. I used to just be obsessed with weather here, but now I've gone global, so every time I have a chance to ask somebody, I don't want to miss my opportunity. Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome. Can I ask a follow-up question about something that you said, or should I pass it on for more cue practice?
All right, let's do it quickly. How about that?
Okay, so I happen to be right now living with someone whose behavior I project is heavily aligned with ego, sort of saying, like, dangerous, aggressive things to them in relationship to my behavior. And I've kind of taken, like, just sort of found myself taking this response of, like, yeah, uh-huh, sort of the way you articulated one's response to one's own ego as, like, not really
to
heart
too much. I'm right with you, Risa. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
Not a good idea. Dangerous, in fact, which you're sensing, right?
Yeah.
No. Egos want to be taken seriously. And so not taking our own experience of, I don't like us to own it, of course, but the ego that we're used to operating close by to us, not taking that seriously is one thing. Having the same kind of frivolous, flippant attitude toward another ego, especially an ego that is prone toward aggression or violence, no, don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good just to extricate oneself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did that speak to it?
Huh?
Did that speak to it? Did that speak to your question?
I mean, yes, a bit. Everything you say is helpful, so, like, I can just sit with that and...
Call into open air.
Yeah.
Or, oh,
well,
no, that's the middle of your night. Send an email into open air with
okay.
the details, and Michael will represent you, and we can speak to it more fully then.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. Enjoy the sunshine.
Thanks. Gassho.
Bye-bye. Gassho.
Thanks for joining us, Risa. And, Sherry, we do have time for one more caller, so...
Good.
Let's see. We've got next caller. You're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Aloha, this is Laura.
Well, aloha, Laura.
So I have been away for 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks,
yes.
And this was the perfect topic because I was on vacation with family members, and one of the things that I really saw around this theme was the duality of the messages. So on the one hand, it was, you should be having way more fun than this. And on the other hand, what was the other side of it? Oh, this isn't very much fun at all. Oh, no, that's part of the same one. What was the other one?
This is it's probably, this is great. Why don't you do this more often?
And why aren't you enjoying it more?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is your family. You're on vacation. You're on vacation.
And you'll never pass this way again with them, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be over soon. And why are you not just ecstatically happy every moment? What is the matter with you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was it. Good to see.
Really good to see. Because, of course, part of the answer is, I'm in relationship with you. I'm listening to your negative nonsense, and it is affecting my wah. That's one of the reasons I'm not having a better time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Aside from the fact that you're having the time that you're having.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And yes, and another part of the standard was, well, if you're not ecstatically happy and having a fabulous time every minute of every day, then you're not being, oh, God, what, successful?
Yeah. Well, certainly the right
or
person.
Or adequate.
Yeah. It's certainly proof that there's something wrong with you.
Yes.
And, you know, Laura, I don't know if this is true for you, if this is where it went, but this is what occurred to me when you said that. It's the way egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, can take practice and use it against us. Okay, so you're happy,
mm-hmm.
but are you really happy? I mean, couldn't you be happier? Shouldn't you really be a lot happier than you are?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is good to see,
isn't
it?
It is so good to see. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because it is a fascinating, fascinating thing. It just squirts, right? I don't. There must be an image of, you know, it's like you're trying to grab a glop of Jell-O or something. And it just squirts and oozes in whatever direction that it can get away and maintain itself. Right. So if you're going to practice and you're going to focus on being happy, okay, let's work with that.
Yeah.
Did you have fun though?
Oh, it was so much fun. It's so great.
and they're nice people and you like them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, how can you not just adore grandkids, hey?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. And still, it's gonna seep in there, ooze in there, and try to take as much away from you as it possibly can. And again, we just see that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
And then come back and move on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. And are you alohaing from home?
I am. I am home now. Yeah.
All right. Oh, very good. Very good. All right. Well, it's wonderful to hear from you. Glad you're back.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, thanks. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
And aloha.
Uriho. And aloha.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to learn that one, Laura. Send it to me again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us, Laura. That's the end of another fabulous show, Sherry. Oh, so much. And our assignment for today is do your daily practice. Today, have a focus on gratitude for what you have. Perfect for that last conversation.
Yeah, gratitude for what you have.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, Jan.
All right.
Much appreciated.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Go happy.
Go happy. Bye-bye.